Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B. Show.
Oh, man, do we have some What the Hell News stories. And it's exactly what you think it is. These are stories that seem fake, but they're not fake. And they seem fake because they're like, what the hell? But we vet these stories over and over again. And they're all real. There's no way that Fox 2 Detroit would have a fake news story. There is no way that WFLA.com would have a fake news story. There is no way that Unilad.co.uk. Okay, that's a fake news story. Look, we have good stories, and we like to throw them around the room, let everybody do their favorite, and we will start with Anna Hummel.
Cleveland.
I'm sorry.
Let's do some word association. Cleveland.
Brown.
Sucks.
Polluted.
Keep going.
Trash. Cold.
Yeah. Petri
cold.
Dish.
Drugs.
Okay, nice.
Mayfield.
LeBron.
Okay. All right.
Doo-doo.
Now, I would say it's probably not the best city the country has to offer.
And it's not the worst.
The wintertime, it gets kind of bleak. Gets kind of sad. Gets kind of cold. What do you think this guy does to keep warm? He's under investigation right now. They're actually seeking him. They haven't caught him. He's still at large.
Now, where was he? Inside his house or outside?
In Cleveland. He's outside, out and about.
Oh, crawling inside dead animals.
It's a serial offense that he
like
was
Star
making
Wars?
Around,
yeah.
Around yeah. town.
He'll find strays, get up in there.
Oh, I know it.
Okay,
go ahead. Let me give you some hints here.
Okay.
Cleveland police are seeking tips and information on the identity of a man who's been captured on video doing what?
I think that he is
Pee Wee Herman.
I think that he is crawling under the nutsack of hobos and getting warm in their nether regions because it's very warm down there.
No. Well,
I think he's going around starting garbage fires.
Oh.
Yeah, just in the street to keep warm.
I always want to start like a fire in a trash can just to see if four dudes will come up and sing doo-wop with me right when I do it.
That's hilarious.
Just out of shadows.
Yeah. You imagine that?
Yeah.
I just light a barrel fire in downtown St. Pete and some big dude just walks out and he's like, do, 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 do. Some other guy's like, good night, sweetheart. Yes, stop to go. All right, I'm sorry.
Brett?
I think he's crawling inside dead animals, like in Star Wars, for warmth.
Dude, that's what I described sex with my first wife.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait, is this the slut you were just talking about?
No.
Oh, okay.
God,
I'm sorry.
No. I was a whole different thing. I was kidding, guys. It was the second wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
She's still a dead animal.
Well, no. He's,
Just tell us.
He's been masturbating.
Yeah. He did the Pee Wee Herman thing.
His head is back. His hand is cocked upright.
Okay, we can see.
Cocked upright.
All right.
There's been tips.
Uh-huh.
People have been trying to see what's going on with this guy.
So he's on surveillance film.
He's on many surveillance cameras masturbating.
Hell yeah, dude.
Outside of homes. On the near west side, all apparently wearing the same distinctive jacket because he only has one.
He only jacks it with one jacket.
There you go.
Hell yeah, baby.
Nice.
I like it.
And it's red, too.
What kind of jacket do you use when you're masturbating in public?
I like good North Face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good North Face.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's a good jacket. Yeah? Jacket.
Okay. You funny little Jew.
Will, do you have a certain jacket you like to use?
I just craft my own, mostly out of discarded plastic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like it. Rhett?
I'll go with like a good starter windbreaker so everybody can hear me.
Old school. Yeah.
I like that.
Let everybody know what's going down.
Hell yeah. Now, Don Pablo, I've had to guess. You're a good leather jacket jacker.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe start a fire. I want a corduroy one. And and you know I'm finished when you smell smoke. Yeah. I am done. Thank you. Yum, yum. Da-da like. I have a story.
What?
And this is from today.com. Very reputable site. And it's a Florida story, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Deputies with the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office responded to reports of someone screaming for help at a neighbor's home December 29th. I believe that was Sunday or Saturday. Sunday. That was Sunday. The neighbors, like, they hear the other neighbors, "Help!" That would scare me.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I heard, "Help!" coming from my neighbor's house, I would freak out.
Yeah, but you got a lot of guns.
No, I would freak out because my neighbors are black and they wouldn't sound like that. "Help!" I'd be like, "Uh-oh. Somebody broke in and now they're being killed by my neighbors." Well, the homeowner was changing the brakes on his car. Sounds like a euphemism, right? "Mm. Hey, baby. I think it's time to change the brakes on the car, if you know what I'm saying." He's like, "Yeah, you going to take care of these pads for me?" "Damn right I am. I'm going to take the brakes off, rip them off. You know what I'm saying? I'm a ding dong." Changing the brakes on the car when deputies arrived and notified him that the neighbor had called to report that there was a woman screaming for help inside his house. And he's like, "What the hell? There ain't no way a woman screaming for help inside my house because I gagged the bitch myself." Okay, I made that part up. It wasn't a woman screaming for help. Anybody want to guess what the noise was that the neighbors were hearing from inside his house?
Oh, it was a porno. He was watching a porno in there.
Great guess, Will. Incorrect, though.
Really?
Yeah. A woman that identifies as a man, so it's a man screaming for help. 2020, baby. It is what it is.
God, you're so... That's such a good guess. It's not right.
Okay.
It's not right.
It was Daniel. This crime occurred at his parents' house.
Dude, I love that guess. Incorrect, though. Can you imagine that?
"I'm Daniel. Help!"
And they're like, "Go to bed, Daniel.
Shut up, dick."
Pablo, you want to guess what this...
Man, I'm not even going to take a stab at it. I'm lazy.
Anytime a Hispanic man doesn't want to take a stab at something, I feel way better.
Everyone is relieved.
Thank you. Yes. We can all take our corduroy jackets off now and breathe easily.
Great.
No! It was his damn parrot. His parrot was screaming help. What a dick. What a dick bird.
Where'd the bird get this from?
I guess he heard it. Or the bird's just a jerk. He's like, "I'm going to get this guy in trouble." But yeah, so the bird was screaming help.
Hilarious.
The cops were pretty funny about it. They said they had a good laugh. By the way, the bird's name, Rambo. I guess.
It sounds like a pussy.
If you're going to, have a pussy pet like a bird, give it a tough ass name. I guess that's fine, right? You have a bird named Cornelius. You know what I mean? Something cool like that.
Yeah, I like that.
We need to launch an investigation on this guy. Because, Pablo said, that's got to be heard from somewhere.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, come on.
No, the bird's
something's
been,
going
the
on.
The bird's been around during some rapes. Yeah. Not good. Not good at all. Poor bird.
Jesus.
I hate
Cornelius.
You hate birds?
Birds suck.
Why?
Birds suck and cats
fun.
Suck. Did you see me cussing out the cranes in my yard on Instagram?
Yes, I did.
Stupid trespassers. Like, I didn't tell 10 cranes to fly into my yard and start eating my bugs.
Saw that other time. I think he sent Bogey after him.
He ate
them all, right?
Well, he tried to, and they flew away. But
it was raining.
Didn't see that part.
They always come in my yard when it's raining, and then Bogey, my little French bulldog, who's a badass, he thinks, he'll go up to the window. And he's just like, "Oh, let me out. I'm going to kill these goddamn birds." And then my pit bull, she's on the couch like, "Yeah, I'm indifferent here. I don't care. You know what I mean? I'm going to roll over on my back if you want to rub my belly. I'd like that. The birds, I don't know these bitches. You know what I mean?" So I'll open up the door and be like, "Kill him, Bogey." And then he runs like 10 feet. And then he goes, "Wow, these birds are huge. I'm going to run back inside."
It was also raining. The dog was like, not worth it.
My dogs are afraid of water.
Really?
Yeah, remember when dogs were tough back in the old days? Yeah.
These are snowflake dogs?
Oh, my God.
That's totally your fault then.
Yeah, you're right. I pampered them. If it's even, not even raining, it could be like post-rain, like 2 hours and the grass is wet. And they'll go out there and they'll put one little paw on the blade of grass and be like, "Nope. I'm just going to wait till later and doo-doo on your floor instead when you're not looking."
9 times.
You know what Bogey does? He poops in front of you. Like, that's how brazen.
That's balls.
Yeah.
That's balls.
But he does it when you're not looking. It's very smooth. Like,
he knows you'll clean it up, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. What am I going to do? Get rid of him? The dog's expensive. So he's the most valuable animal in my house.
Acid that you have.
Because your son left.
No,
no, he's worth more than him. But like I'll be in the kitchen and like cooking food like I do. And I'll look down and go, hey, Boogie, what's up, buddy? And then I'll turn around and cutting onions. I'll look back. There's a pile of poop on the floor. He's gone. Well, you son of a bitch.
He's potty trained, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, why does he do that?
He's a dick. 100%. Will, you got a story for me, bud?
I do, yeah. This is pretty funny. A Wichita Falls man was arrested Sunday for choking and headbutting his girlfriend. That's not the funny part.
The
I mean,
you got a good chuckle.
We don't know what she did.
Now, what do you think he did to make this man headbutt her and choke her? Why would he do this?
It's probably where the parrot came from.
I'm going to say that they are MMA sparring partners.
Okay.
Like that's where he met her, was in some sort of a jiu-jitsu class.
Mm-hmm, good guess, but
it got a little carried away, and she made him tap, and he's like, uh-uh, the only tapping I'm doing is in the bedroom. Choke, bitch, choke, headbutt.
Nice.
All right.
No, that's incorrect. Any other guesses?
She said that he kind of looked a little fat.
Oh,
gaining weight there,
right
after the holidays.
Yeah. Everybody's a little tender.
See, if Leah said that to me, I would not headbutt her because I'd be out of breath because I am fat. Poor thing.
His food was cold?
No. Ooh. Oh, that would be a good reason. That's justified.
I got another guess.
I don't know.
He wanted to watch football, but she was watching Say Yes to the Dress instead.
Oh, wow. No, that's not right. Well, according to police, she stated that his fart smelled horrible.
Oh, man.
Christopher Ragsdale is charged with assault, family violence, and choking.
Hero.
His bond has not yet been set. On Sunday, just before 2 p.m., police were called to the 3500 block for a disturbance. When officers arrived, the victim said they were at a friend's house. They were house-sitting a friend's house. The victim told police that Ragsdale farted, and she told him it smelled horrible. He then grabbed the victim by her hair and threw her to the ground.
How unstable is this guy?
Yeah.
He farted, so he is the aggressor.
Right.
She simply stated how
and it stinks.
Pungent it was.
Basically complimenting him.
Yeah.
You did a great job on this fart.
And he
it's
got
horrible.
Mad about it.
Choked her out.
Something tells me that this was just the straw that broke the camel's back. I don't think this was it. There's a lot going
on. Yeah,
he's probably been changing up his eating habits, making him smell better for her.
But no, he was ready for anything. Like Will said, he could have made grilled cheese sandwiches. And she's like, wow, this is the best grilled cheese ever. And he's like, what, bitch?
Yeah.
And he just choked her out and punched her and headbutted right then. He's like, yeah, you know, don't ever say that to me again. It's so sad. Have you ever been in an abusive relationship? Like violence?
Not like that. I mean, I've had some women threaten me, throw stuff at me. But
yeah?
Other than that.
You ever had to hit somebody?
No, I had
over
to do
a fart?
I had to run out of the house one time, do a spin move.
Yeah. Barry
she,
Sanders
she blocked
a bitch.
The door. She was nude.
Oh, hell
and blocked
yeah.
the door. And she wanted to fight.
What?
And we were drinking. She's
naked?
Not like fight. Oh. Not put your dukes up, but like fight. You know?
I was like, I might have to do that one.
I was like,
I'm about to speed bag some boobies real quick. And I'm.
Well, I go, nah, screw this. I'm leaving. And she went in front of the room and goes, you're not going anywhere.
You sweep kick her?
And I went,
You sweep kick her.
I would have. Really, dude, when they're not ready and you get them right below the knee, they're going down.
No, here's what I did, though. Here's what
Bull
I did.
Bull rushed her.
I went, all right, you want to fight? Fine. Let's go sit down and fight. You
sit
do
down.
This? And she goes, okay. And then I spin moved around her, got out the front door, and ran out and had my
Bye,
cousin
bitch.
Pick me up.
Were you also naked?
Bye, I was
had
not
my
nude.
Mom pick me up? Is that what you just said?
No, my cousin picked me up.
Mom, come get me. I'm scared.
Mama,
there's a naked bitch!